When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals, natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Terrell International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're sitting with Greg Edwards. He is from what many places call the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Here in the Greater Des Moines Metro, we call it Catch Des Moines, and all for a very good reason. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. Great to be back with you.
It's been a while, man. Where you been hiding?
I've been working, man. We've been crazy trying to bring in more groups, and we're doing a great job of doing that.
You've been doing the dog and pony show to all the city councils here in the Greater Des Moines Metro and beyond, probably, talking about economic development, talking about the impact of Catch Des Moines, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, on the local economy. Let's roll down some of those numbers, if you can.
You bet. Yeah, we did a study last year with a company called Longwoods International, which is a huge international company that studies trends in tourism. They came back and said, you have 13.7 million visitors that come to Des Moines annually. Of that, 5.2 million actually spend the night in hotels. Mm-hmm. So big, big numbers. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize on any given day there's some activity going on in the metro that's bringing in visitors, whether it be a small corporate meeting, a family reunion, a wedding, to the large conventions and sporting events that we bring in. The state estimates, actually the state does a study every year through the U.S. Travel Association, that between Polk and Dallas County, over $2 billion are spent on tourism expenditures. Big money.
You know, we spend a lot of time talking about the U.S. Track and Field group that's in the area right now, as a matter of fact, which is a great opportunity to see some of the best athletes in the United States right here in Des Moines at the at Drake. But one of the things that you just said, whether it's small groups, even those organizations, clubs, not-for-profits, individuals who are out there that have some juice within their own organization, bringing people to central Iowa, that has a huge impact as well.
It really does. Yeah, we estimate a small meeting of 25 people can add $50,000 to $75,000 to local economies. You know, when you think about when you travel, you're not just spending money at the hotel and the restaurants. You're spending money all over the place, you know, transportation costs, whether it be gas, snacks at a convenience store. You'll probably stop at a grocery store. You will, more than likely be shopping. So you support a lot of retail. And that's what's cool about Des Moines. We have such great retail. Not only do we have the big chains and the big malls, but we have unique shopping like at Valley Junction or East Village and places like that throughout the metro as well.
And responsible for a whole plethora of jobs.
Exactly. About 19,000 jobs are connected with the tourism industry. Again, that goes back to hotels, restaurants, shopping centers, anybody connected with being supported by our industry.
When people might have the opportunity to question, okay, I'm sitting on a board or a national organization, or I have a local organization, I've really not thought much about the impact of tourism on the business community and on the economics of central Iowa. How can I get more involved to find out how I might be able to bring a group here?
You bet, Michael. Thanks for asking that, because we do have a program. We call it our Catch Champion program, and that's exactly what that is. Again, we don't care if your daughter's getting married next April. Call us. We can help you. We can help you set up your hotel room. We can give you suggestions on where to hold the receptions. And we don't charge you for any of this stuff. It's all freebie. We can provide your guests with visitor guides before they come in, help you promote Des Moines to especially your out-of-town guests. And better yet, if you've got a convention, you know, everybody belongs to something, whether it be a thimble collector to, you know, quilters to big corporate professional organizations, family reunions, church groups, scouting groups, whatever it may be. Invite them to hold their next meeting, however so small. It could be a board meeting of 10 people. It could be their national convention of 10,000. And we're here to help you, and we'll do almost all the legwork on that kind of stuff.
Greg Edwards, he is with the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau. We call it Catch Des Moines here locally, and we'll have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Greg, thanks so very much for coming by, and I got to get over to see your thimble collection.
You got it. It's beautiful, Michael. Come on by. Thank you so much.
Always a great time with Greg Edwards, who also happens to be the best-dressed guy in all of the Des Moines Metro. Okay, well, it's a tie with our friend Jack Leisure. Stick with us and click through to learn more about the Des Moines Art Festival and about a Kansas City artist who is not only making her 19th trip north to this event, but also is busy teaching artists about the business of being in business with art. Stephen King and Chris Dahlquist, just a click away.